Welcome to Speculative Sandbox, your audio playground for creative storytellers. We're currently batch recording our upcoming episodes, so I've asked some friends to take care of the podcast in a limited author takeover series. You'll recognize them as former guests on the show, so you'll be in good hands. I look forward to chatting again soon.
How can a potato help you better understand your characters? I'm Lucy A. McLaren, a fantasy author and professional counsellor, and I'm here today to answer that question for you. As a fantasy writer, I'm really interested in getting into the heads of my characters, understanding their motivations, their behaviours, their thoughts and feelings, and getting to the bottom of why they are who they are. Part of this, I think, can be attributed to writers such as Robin Hobb and Joe Abercrombie, who write characters fantastically, whose characters aren't always likeable, but I think are always understandable. And it's evident that these writers have kind of a deep understanding of why their characters are the people that they are. For me, part of this comes into my work as a counsellor, and I love utilising counselling and mental health theory in my writing as a way of connecting to my characters and of gaining that deeper understanding that helps me to write more realistic, flawed people. Because ultimately our characters are people, aren't they? We want them to seem realistic. We want people to be able to connect with them when they read about them. And so I think utilising counselling and mental health theory can actually be really invaluable, because by understanding people in real life better, you are then able to apply that to your characters. So how can a potato help you better understand your characters? Well, this brings me to one of my favourite quotes from Carl Rogers, founder of person-centred therapy and a personal hero of mine. In his 1980 book, A Way of Being, he spoke about his family storing a bin of potatoes in their basement below a small window. Despite the unfavourable conditions, he noted that the potatoes began to sprout up towards the sunlight. Their shoots weren't healthy and green as they would be if planted outside, but they persisted nonetheless. Rogers noted that, quote, life would not give up, even if it could not flourish, unquote. So for Rogers himself, this actually provided a valuable analogy. He noticed the potatoes were striving to become, regardless of the adverse circumstances in which they were placed. And he likened this to people who, despite not always growing up in ideal situations, have what he called a directional tendency. Like those potatoes striving to sprout towards the sun, people will strive in the best possible way they can, as Rogers said, in the only ways that they perceive as available to them, toward becoming. So what does becoming mean? Well, Rogers believed that every single person is driven towards their true selves, also known as the organismic self. In person-centered therapy, it is believed that we all have three parts of self: our true selves, our ideal selves, and our self-concept. So today I'm only discussing the true self. I won't go into ideal self or self-concept, but you could look these up online if you want to know more, or you're very welcome to send me a message on social media, and I'm happy to answer or try to answer any questions you might have. But going back to that true self, for a person to strive towards it, they will behave in ways which promotes the drive regardless of their circumstances. So in an ideal scenario, an individual will be able to flourish from birth and will become their true selves from the outset. But of course, this rarely happens. Life is not so ideal, not in the reality, nor in the stories I and other authors write. Because of course, adversity is often part of storytelling. We're creating adversities for our characters to overcome, for them to strive towards a goal, and perhaps part of that striving is towards becoming their true self as well. So just so you're also aware, the true self is present when every person is born. It's there. So everyone has this part of themselves. So that you have that understanding then. You have that understanding that your character has been born with this true part of themselves. So what does that mean when it comes to you writing your character? Well, think about their childhood, for example. Who brought them up? What was their childhood like? Were they brought up by their parents, by another caregiver, by a friendly old wizard, by an evil overlord? Think about the influences these caregivers would have had on that person, because of course we're all influenced as children by the people who bring us up. They place on us something that is called conditions of worth, which is another part of person-centered therapy. I won't go into detail on that either, but hopefully it's self-explanatory and what it's called. Conditions of worth is the conditions placed on individuals in childhood by those around them that tell them you are worth something, you're worth love, you're worth my attention if you act in this certain way. And the more conditions of worth a child has placed on them, the further away from their true selves they become. So that's another part to take into account when you're thinking about your characters. So some key points to think about next time you're creating your character and their backstory. Think about their true self. Think back to that image of the potatoes in the basement striving up towards the light. Your character is that potato. They are striving towards becoming their true selves, who they were meant to be, who they were at birth before they were influenced by various number of conditions being placed on them. What is your character striving for? If their life had been ideal, who would they have become? Who are they now as someone still driven by the directional tendency to become their true selves, but perhaps twisted or misguided by the experiences they've been through as a young person? So those are concepts to think about, perhaps write down. Create an understanding of who your characters are, why they are how they are, and what they're striving towards. Hopefully that's been helpful and clear enough, but like I mentioned earlier, I'm happy to receive messages on social media. I love talking about all this kind of stuff, so if I can be of any assistance, please do reach out. You can add me on Twitter at Lucy A. McLaren, Instagram Lucy_A_McLaren. So those are the two main ones that I use. And I also do a monthly newsletter. And as part of that, I dissect different counselling and mental health theories. And similar as I have done today, I'll discuss a chunk of theory and discuss how you can apply that to your character to better understand them. So if that sounds interesting to you, please check out my author website. It's lucyamclarenauthor.wordpress.com. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the front page, you can sign up to my newsletter to make sure that comes straight to your inbox. Then you can learn some more counselling theory as well. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a fantasy author, and my debut book, Awakening, The Commune's Curse, Book 1, is available now. It's a multi-perspective, character-focused fantasy. As you might have guessed, the characters are all kind of going through various struggles, and I've tried to stay very close in their heads and hopefully give that level of connection to the reader where you can see their internal struggles, you can see why each of them is how they are in the story. And they're struggling against an authoritarian government that's ruling the Kingdom of Septima. Three of the main characters whose heads we are in are fleeing from this authoritarian government, trying to hide from them, trying to stay safe. And one of them is a soldier fighting for this authoritarian government and hunting the other three main characters. And for me, it was part of dissecting that blurred line between good and bad and the subjectivity of that. So hopefully if it's something that sounds interesting for you, you'll check it out. That would really mean the world to me. And thank you so much for listening today. I hope this has been a helpful podcast for you. Take care, everyone.
Speculative Sandbox is a volunteer-run podcast that relies on the collaboration of fellow creators like you. Join the conversation and participate in fun polls and questionnaires on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. Interested in being in a future episode? Our DMs are open, or you can email speculativesandbox@gmail.com.